Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this audio is on the Sun in Aries. And I've been doing these audios over the last few months of the Sun in the different signs. The Sun in Aries is the marker of the spring equinox, the season of spring. When the Sun reaches zero Aries, we are at the exact balance point of day and night. The days are still growing, though, so this is the time of year that is growing. And, of course, this applies to the northern hemisphere because the southern hemisphere is having the opposite seasonal experience. However, one of the thoughts that we have had, because the equinox points are the balance of day and night, and each, it's like a resonant polarity. So the opposite energies are also available at that particular time. So it's not like it's an either or kind of thing. Whenever we're looking at Aries, there's also the resonant polarity of Libra present, which is the autumnal equinox or the September equinox point. So the opposite seasonal energy is also available. But, you know, in the northern hemisphere, this is the season of spring. Everything is moving fast, growing fast. The other thing about the quickness of this energy, and it is a fire sign, Libra is an air sign, so there's a quickness about both of them. They're not slow. They're not, you know, Aries tends to be more decisive than Libra. Libra can be indecisive, and that can be one of its challenges. But the spring equinox time is when it's about taking decisive action, inspired action, decisive, and not taking too much time to think about it, to really step into something, to commit to something, to have a one-pointed focus on a mission, a noble cause or purpose. Aries is an energy of a time of year when the plants are growing very fast. And you can see them, like, you know, from day to day, new growth. There's buds, and actually some of them may even be blooming already at this particular time. So it is an energy that has a lot of fire and movement associated with it. And literally from zero Aries, the Sun moves 1 degree a day. So the next day after the equinox is 1 degree Aries, and the next degree after that is 2 degrees Aries. So depending on, if you have the Sun in Aries, you were born within 30 days after the spring equinox, 30 degrees in a sign. And so that fiery, rapid growth kind of energy, the Sun is moving along the horizon at its fastest point, all the way up until about the cross-quarter time. And so basically it will cross the distance two-thirds or three-quarters, I guess, actually three-quarters of the distance that it will before it reaches the summer solstice point, and it's going to start swinging back the other direction. So it's moving very fast, and it does the same thing at the September equinox. The Sun is actually moving very fast along the horizon. So that is part of the reason that the seasonal energy of Aries is associated with, like, you know, being liking to be first. There's also this sort of self-exploration and renewal and birth of babies. Animals are having their babies in the spring. There's a curiosity and exploration and committing to something, putting 100% focus into something, energy into something, that inspired action, as I talked about before. This is also a very fierce and independent energy that is about protection, because when there are new things, say for example, in times past, when women were giving birth to a baby, the midwives were the ones that protected the birthing space. They did not allow predators, animals, or anyone to enter that space, and gave the woman a safe place to give birth. And she didn't necessarily need help giving birth. What she needed was a safe place to give birth, because at the time of giving birth, there's a vulnerability. So this is one of the reasons why Aries is an energy that is so associated with that fierce warrior protector energy, because it is protecting the birthing space. It's also protecting protecting the mother once she's had the baby, because of course she's weak and vulnerable, and you know, needing to recuperate from the process of birth. So we have the warrior protector energy of Aries. If somebody has an Aries sun sign, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a very fierce person, or, you know, protective, although there will be a tendency towards that. But it depends a lot on the other planets, what sign the moon is in, where's the rising sign, what's the Venus or Mars position. But the sun with Aries, say if a person has a Cancer or Pisces moon, the Aries sun can really help give that Pisces or Cancer moon a more fierce, independent sense of expression. Usually the challenge for, say, a Cancer moon or a Pisces moon is if they have Cancer sun or Pisces sun in addition to that. And then it's so easy for them to continue to be the giver, to keep, putting everybody else before them. But with an Aries sun, that has a greater possibility of not being the case. So it can be a gift in that sense. However, if somebody has, say, a Scorpio moon, a Leo moon, a Sag moon, or an Aries moon and an Aries sun, it just amps up the fierceness and the intensity. And can maybe even come across as kind of bossy, self-absorbed. It just depends on how that energy, that fuel, is being used, and what's the awareness behind it, and also what other planetary aspects may happen. So say somebody has an Aries sun, and maybe they have an Aries moon and Venus in Aries and all kinds of Aries planets happening, but they've got Neptune opposite that or conjunct that or square that. Then it adds a whole element of like Pisces, and it softens the Aries energy. If there's Pluto there or Chiron there, there may be some early wounding that takes time to really get in touch with what that Aries energy is about. So again, the idea behind sun signs is this isn't what you're here to investigate, what you're here to explore, what you're here to learn about, or the primary mystery schools of the current life, but it is the fuel. It's what touches everything in your life. It is the energy that you have, and the energy of the sun in Aries is very highly active. It's fiery. It's moving very quickly. It doesn't necessarily have a lot of patience, and usually wants to if it's been there and done that, it wants to move on to the next thing. Might climb a mountain just because it's there, just because it needs to be active. This is an energy that needs to be active. So if somebody has an Aries sun and they're not very active, it's very challenging for them. The other thing is that if, for example, somebody has a lot of Aries on their chart, it may be, especially for men, it's easier to run the Aries energy than, say, be Mars in Pisces, or Mars in Cancer, where it's about more nurturing, caring expression of the masculine. So it may require certain transits to get that person into a more sensitive, caring part of themselves. So the reminder always is that this is the fuel. It's not the soul's intent. It is the not considered the path to enlightenment, but the gift is of having an Aries sun is that there is a fierce dedication to pursuing something that they feel committed to, some cause, some purpose, some mission, and that there's a lot of energy for accomplishing that. So that's the one of the ways to just embrace that Aries energy, is to embrace the fire of it, to embrace the willingness of Aries to take action without thinking about it too much. And sometimes that's the best thing to do, because if you think about it too much, you can think yourself out of it. And so say you have an Aries sun and a Virgo moon. The Virgo moon would want to really reflect on, or Capricorn moon for that matter, might want to really reflect on the action that's going to be taken, where Aries would just say, let's do it. Let's just jump in. Okay, so that is the Aries sun archetype, spring, the time of renewal, that when things are moving fast, growing fast, a time of birthing and renewal that is also connected to inspired action.